The third technique for building self-confidence is the use of positive visualization. This is the process of creating clear mental pictures of the person you want to be doing the things you want to do. Your subconscious mind can't tell the difference between a real experience and one that you vividly imagine. And what determines the impact of a visualization is the amount of emotion that you mix with the picture when you hold it in your conscious mind for reception by your subconscious. The more emotion with which you visualize, the faster the picture will emerge in your reality. An application of visualizing is a peak performance technique called mental rehearsal. In mental rehearsal, you go through an upcoming event in your mind, detail by detail, and see it happening perfectly with you completely successful in the end. Prior to any event of importance, you recall and relive a previous experience of excellent performance. You take a few minutes to replay in your minds a picture of the last time you did this particular thing successfully. For example, if you have to make a sales call, take a few moments prior to the sales call, close your eyes, and see yourself in the sales call, perfectly relaxed, positive, calm, and in complete control. See the prospect or customer responding positively towards you and signing the contract or check at the end of your visit. If you have an interview coming up, take a few moments to rehearse the interview in your mind. Go through every stage of it. See yourself performing at your very best and visualize the other person responding to you in a positive and productive way. All improvement in your life begins with improvement in your mental pictures. If you want to wear beautiful clothes, you should purchase and read magazines filled with pictures of models wearing the kind of clothes you desire. Visit clothing stores of the very best quality and try on clothes that you eventually want to own. Flood your mind with pictures and sensations of the reality that you desire to experience. If you want to live in a nicer home, go out to open houses in the neighborhood that you desire to live in. Walk through the homes and imagine living there. Don't worry for the moment whether or not it's possible or how high the price is. Your primary job is to get the picture. Get magazines filled with pictures of beautiful homes and read them from cover to cover. Practice the law of concentration by allowing your mind to dwell on the things you want. And especially, get the feeling. The key to activating your mental powers through affirmation and visualization is for you to also imagine exactly how you would feel if you'd already achieved your goal. Imagine the feelings of pride and happiness and self-esteem that you'd enjoy as a result of obtaining your objectives. This emotional component is the catalyst that causes the other mental programming techniques to work more rapidly. One of the best methods I've ever seen for programming your mind and building your beliefs is what is called the end of the movie exercise. This is a tremendous tool for building self-confidence prior to any upcoming situation, and it's very simple. Imagine that you've gone to a movie, only to find that there is 10 minutes left of the movie before it begins again. Instead of waiting in the lobby, you decide to go into the theater and watch the last 10 minutes. You see how the plot works itself out, how the drama is resolved, and how the movie ends satisfactorily. You then wait for a few minutes, and when the movie starts again, you watch the movie from the beginning. Only now, however, you know that it turns out all right. Deep inside of you, you know how every part of the film eventually resolves itself satisfactorily. Instead of becoming caught up in the drama and uncertainty and danger, you simply relax peacefully, knowing how it all turns out at the end of the movie. You can apply this same technique to almost everything you do. You can manufacture your own level of self-confidence by imagining that no matter what your situation, everything turns out perfectly in the end. Prior to a meeting or a sales call or an interview, take a few moments to get that end-of-the-movie feeling. Then, just relax. No matter what happens in the interim, you don't have to worry at all. You already know that the situation resolves itself with good for all concerned.